Okay, let's Trumas get into Trumas Daf Ayin Hey. Trumas Ayin Hey, we're on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, towards the end of the story. We're in the middle of a story about whether yesterday's Daf, if you remember, had a lot to do with Megulim and Yain Megulim and Mayim Megulim, and when you have revealed water and a snake drops off some venom, do you have to be worried about that? And Choshesh, and we spoke about the Tosfos in a few places, Avodah Zarah and in Beitza, about what is the halacha. What does it apply to? Right, the Mishnah took the opportunity here, Maseches Truma, to discuss all the different aspects of Gilui. Right, we spoke about the Mishnah said three Mashkim, Arasam Mishim Gilui, Mayim Yayin and Chalav, and then we spoke about how much time you have to leave it alone. What about foods that are punctured and fruit? So that was all discussions in the Mishnah, which we are talking about. So yesterday's Daf spoke all about whether you have to be worried about Yayin Megulim by Yayin Mevushal, by sweetened wine, by cooked wine, whether snakes are wont to be able to take a drink of those. Did Chazal asur those? So that was the discussion in the story. So we had a story yesterday that we some of the Amoraim went to visit another one of their friends who was sick and came out and asked, they met another one of their friends there, asked what the halacha is. So towards the end of that story, so Kad Nachtun, we're about six lines up from the bottom on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Kad Nachtun, when they were going down, Kam Rabbi Yila im Rabbi Bun Bar Kana, Rabbi Yila was there. Rabbi Yila was not one of the friends that went in, but he met Rabbi Bun Bar Kana, who was one of the friends that went in, and Amar Lei. And he says, Ilule Datun Mirachmin Shmuasa Volomastisihi. And he heard about the whole conversation. And he says, if you rabbis didn't love Shmuasa are Amoraic statements. If you didn't love the Amorite, you were asking what he said, right? So if you didn't love that, but Lomastisi, it's a Brisa, right? It comes from the Tanoim. See the Mara Folda. Amarle, Rabbi Yila, Ilule Da'atem Oavim Lishama Shmaitza Umemros Hilchasam Lishma Gam Memrozos. Velo Brisa Yishamutta, right? It's a Brisa. You're asking your friends, the Amoraim. It's the earlier generation. Meaning, even the days of the Amoraim, they knew that the Tanoim had more power and authority. So, what you're so interested, you love the Amoraim, but what did the Brisa? The Tani Rabbi Chiya, Yain Mevushal Shal Gayim Lama Aser. Why is Yain Mevushal of a non-Jew Aser? Remember? Maybe we compared not just Mayim Gluyim, but also the halachas of Yain Nesech, the halachas of a non-Jew pouring the wine and Stam Yenam and touching a Jew's wine. We spoke about the three different stages. So why is that Aser? If it's Yain Mevushal, and me, Yain Mevushal is not included. Because originally, it wasn't Mevushal. Originally, it wasn't Mevushal. Before it was Mevushal, it was already Yain of Goyim, right? Which is Mashma, that once it would have been Mevushal, then it would have been okay. Chomet Shal Goyim Lama Aser, Shayim Tchiloso Yain, and the Chomets of a Goy. Also, the vinegar that had been wine beforehand, because it originally had been wine. So you see from those two, that brisa, that those two lines, that if it had been mevushal originally, before the guy had it, so then it wouldn't be a problem. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Mastisa Amar Kain, Rabbi Yossi says, the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah also points in this direction. Hayayin v'achomet shal gayim, shahaya mitchilaso yayin. So you see, that is what the halach is, that it is motive. You look at the Rambam, in terms of the Maskana, the Rambam says, in Hilchos Rotzeach Ushmiras HaNefesh. Right, that's an interesting formulation that the Rambam has, his set of halachos. Right, where else would you put taking care of yourself? So he puts it in the opposite. Right, Rotzeach Ushmiras HaNefesh, meaning if we don't take care of ourselves, maybe that's an Isra of Ritzicha of ourselves. Right, we have to be very careful in terms of taking care of ourselves. That's the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Rotzeach. What is it a jumping point from? Ma'akeh, I think we mentioned this last year. From Ma'akeh, right? The Rambam says, "Mitzvah asay lasos adam Ma'akeh legago." Shneim Rav Yisisa Ma'akeh legagecha. Aval beis v'chulor. He talks about the details of Ma'akeh, and then the Rambam adds in Halacha Dalid, "Echad gag ve'echad kol davar sheish bo sakana v'roi sheikashel bo adam v'yamus." Any dangerous situation that a person might die, could go shayisalo be'er o bar v'chasero be'sheish b'mayim be'sheim b'mayim chayav lasos chulya gavo asar atvachem. You got to take care of it. Any dangerous situation. V'chein kol michshol sheish bo sakadas tefashus. So Hilchos Rotzeach is halachas of murder and halachas of preventing murder. Preventing murder. The Rambam puts that in. fascinating genius. Mitzvah Atzei Lahasiro Ulishamar Mimenu. And then the Rambam adds, Har Beit Dvarim Masru Chachamim Bibnei Sheish Pev Sakanas Tafashas. Many things Chazal added. The Chala Over Alei and V'Amar. Hareni Misakein Ba'atzmi. I'll endanger myself. Uma La'Achirim Alei Bakach. What do I care that other people say? O eini makpid al kach, makras o makas mardus. Right, you give him makas mardus. Not allowed to say that. You can't just say, I'm going to do whatever I want. And included in that is the Rambam's whole discussion of gilui. Right, what's asur b'shem gilui, mayim, yayin, chalav, dvash, tzir, that he quotes. And then in the middle of that discussion, yayin mevushal, ein bo mishum gilui. So the Rambam paskins mutter, like many of these tanoim and amoraim that we see here. But he has a long discussion of mayim galuyim towards the end of that parak. So we continue. Says the Gemara on top of Ayin Ham and Aleph now. Rav Imi Havilei Orchin. One time Rav Imi, I guess over Amar Lon. He says Ilule Dizgali Chamra Mavashla Didi. Right, if my mevushal wine wouldn't have been uncovered, havina mashki l'chodmineh, I would have given you wine. I wish I had other wine. The wine that I have is mevushal, but it was uncovered. I can't give it to you. So I'm only Rabibi was there. I see vana shasi. You know, bring it to me. I'm good. I don't think you have to worry about it. So I'll take the wine, even though it was megula, but it was mevushal. So again, if it was mevushal, then it's mutter. Omar says Rav Imi, Mandabo Yemus, Yezo Yemus go base. Whoever wants to die, you know, let them die in their own house. Right? I'm not giving you the Megula wine. Great line. Right? He says, I don't hold mutter, and I'm not giving it to you. You want to do what you want in your own house, that's fine, but not in my house. Not in my house. Interesting. Good. Bar Yudni, Ikli Kuntiton Dide, Bar Yudni, somebody's name. The kontidon of his was Megula. Right, a kontidon we had on yesterday's daf. Right, we had what the kontidon did is one of the types of wine that are not subject to gila. Right, we had the chad, mar, and matok. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says there's no gila by chad, mar, and matok. I think where it says chad is kontidon. Right, very sharp wine. The nachash is not going to be interested in. So his kontidon was revealed to Asa Shalom Rabbanan. He asked the Rabbanan, Armin Le'aser. They said, oh, it's still Usser. One second. Didn't we learn, Hachad v'hamar v'hamatok ein by mishum gilui? We learned that yesterday's daf. There is no gilui by these very sharp or very bitter or very sweet. Rabbanan, the kisrim, b'shem rebchia bartitas, b'hahu, d'shach l'chad l'tlasa. No, when is it mutter? That's only where it has a lot of pepper in it. Right, chad l'tlasa, a third of its pepper. And others say maybe some other ingredients have to be there too. But it was a specific type, and that's why that one was mentioned by Reb Shubin Levi earlier, that it's not subject to a gilui. But according to this daya, if it doesn't have those ratios of other ingredients, then it would be subject to gilui, and it would be and it would still be a problem. Good. Boyin kumi, still the same issue. Boyin kumi, Rebbe Avo. Yayin shenis bashel shenis galamau. What about yayin mevushal? Same question. They must have not heard the earlier conversation. Amar lon karina srichal Rabbi Yochanan. Karina is super sweet wine. Super sweet wine. Marafolda says yayin matok. So very sweet wine. Rabbi Yochanan still has an issue with, and he thinks that you might have to be worried about it. Skip the next three words. Lo kol shekein yayin mevushal. So yayin mevushal is even less sweet. Right, so if Rabbi Yochanan has issues and possible chashos of karina, which is very sweet wine, so then surely Yain Mevushal, he should have issues with in terms of possible issues of Megula. Al Shalor Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Le Aser Inher Rabbi Avo De Amar Rabbi Yochanan Aser. So Rabbi Yitzchak said Aser, then Rabbi Avo. Remember, there Rabbi Yochanan actually had said Aser. I guess he had a maskana that was Aser. But either way, as we said, the Rambam's maskana is mutter in Hilchas Rotzeach Ushmiras Hanefesh. Okay, we continue. Rabbi Yaakov, other halachas of Geluyim. Other halachas of Geluyim. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Rav Imi B'shem Rebbe Lazar, Imaya Nichras V'yotzei Mutter. If the person is going in and out all day near his mayim gluyim or yayin gluyim, then it's okay because we don't assume a snake went in. Like you would have seen the snake. Yotzei v'nichnas. Does Yotzei v'nichnas? It is mutter. Right. The mefarshim wonder here, but didn't we have in the Mishnah? Right. Yesterday's off. Right. We had in the Mishnah a much shorter time. Right? The Mishnah said on yesterday's daf, kama yishu v'yihu asurim, right? How long does it have to be, you know, by itself and already be asur? Kama yishu v'yihu asurim, k'dei sheyavo harachash mimakom kara v'yishta. That the rachash, the nachash, right, comes from a close place and drinks. So it sounds like it's very quick, right? Much quicker than Yosef and Nechras. You don't have to be, you could have 10 minutes in between, right? So it seems like a much shorter shear in the Mishnah in yesterday's daf. So the Mefarshim explained, the Ras Sirlio says, maybe there's a difference between types of snakes. There are serious, more serious snakes, bigger snakes that, you know, that's, we would say this is the amount of time of Yosef and Nichnas would be enough. While yesterday the shear of the shorter amount of time that we had yesterday, maybe that applies to very small snakes, as we will see in terms of the smaller snakes at the end of today's daf. Maybe a different type of snakes. That's the answer of the Rash Sirlio, as he mentions here. Good. Bar Netuza iskli le gigise. Bar Netuza had his barrel revealed and left open. Al shal rabbi babar mamal amrele nichlas v'yotze mutter. Right, if you nichlas v'yotze, it is okay because we don't assume that they're scared. Basically, they're scared of people. So if they're scared of people, then they wouldn't come and drink some of the venom from the liquids because they think that people are going to come and that's going to keep them away. I guess snakes are like people also. And that we have a kazav of Yosef and Nichras by Hilchos Kashrus, right? That in terms of somebody who is in my kitchen and would be nervous that I might come in, and therefore that's a certain level of kashrus for certain types of foods, right? Other times that there's a kazav of Ashkiach Tmidi, but does Yosef and Nichras do? So snakes also, same way, they're nervous that somebody's going to catch them. And therefore they won't come in. Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, Rabbi Imi b'shem Rabbi Lazar, Maya Yashen Mutter. Even if a person is sleeping, the snake's not so smart. He doesn't know if the person is sleeping, even though is arum mikal chayas asadeh. Even though the snake is more arum than the others, maybe that was then. Right, that was even though we don't have a separate level of creation. So the Rishonim discussed in Brachos, like the whole Nachash story. Right, he was Arum Mikol Chayas Asada. Does that mean he had more wisdom? He sounds like he talked, unless you say like the Abarbanel and the Rambam. It was all in his mind. But the Pasha says he had a conversation with the Nachash. So Nachashim can't speak now. So did he have, you know, was there a certain level of Chachma that he had then that he doesn't have now? Was that part of his curse? Right, the Nachash lost his Armumis, right, in that case, or does it mean something else? But, and they bring Rayas. Well, there's no separate stage of creation of the Nachash. Kind of shows that he was with all the animals. So, it doesn't have special Chachma. So it's an interesting discussion of the Rishonim. But the Rabbi Yaakov Baracha says, and Rabbi Elazar, that if the person is sleeping, they're still scared of the person, and therefore, mutter. If the person is sleeping, that's protection. Whether the yashin is mutter or asur, we're not sure who said what. One said asur, one said mutter. Right, and mistam Rabbi Chanina is the one that says mutter. Why? To bechol asar Rabbi Elazar slavach Rabbi Chanina. Because Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Chanina go together, and Rabbi Elazar said mutter, so it must be that Rabbi Chanina says mutter also. L'chara, he went with his usual shita that he agreed with. Okay, Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul b'shtoya hanuvda. Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul related the following story. Right, this is the closest we get to Agadata. The next couple of today's daf has a couple of stories, some wild stories, but they're halachic. But here we go. It's been a while. B'shtoya, he said over this story. Chad itza, havis rachma mitzvasa sagi. There was one woman that loved to do mitzvos. Mitzvah often in Chazal means staka, right? Stam mitzvah is staka. There was a woman who loved to give staka. Says the Ras Sirlio, adding in three words, ubala sani mitzvasa. Her husband hated it, right? She liked to give staka, and her husband was not so into the staka, so she had to give staka when her husband wasn't looking. So chadzman salik abachad miskein. One time, a poor man came into the house. Yavis kubimechal. So she gave him what to eat. So she's giving him to eat. Min achal, after he ate, argishes bala islik. Right? All of a sudden she realizes the husband's coming in the front door. She's like, what am I going to do? So yavite goelase, she sends him up to the attic. She says, the poor man, she says, you know, we only have one door. You can't get out that way. Just go up to the attic, go up to the loft, and stay there for a little while. Yavis kumi bala deyechol. So then her husband comes in, and she gives her husband dinner. Achal nom v'damechle. But the husband had a long day. He starts eating, and then he starts dozing. And he starts falling asleep. And while he's sleeping, asa chivya achal min mada avikume. A snake comes and takes a bite out of, or whatever, a sip out of whatever the husband had been eating that was still in front of him. Favi mistako be. And the ani on top saw what was going on. Saw that the snake took a bite. Min de itar kam boy mechal min mada havikumi. When he woke up, he's like, he wanted to keep eating from what he was, what he was in front of him. He just took a little nap. Shari ahudi ilasa milule be. So the ani screamed out, don't eat it! Don't eat it. There was a snake, right? Shari Hahid Alasa, right? The one that was in the attic, Milule Bay from eating it. So what do you see from that story? Hada Amra Yashin Mutter. So the guy who woke up was gonna eat it, meaning he didn't think that there was a problem with eating as long as he was next to it, even if he was sleeping. So it must be that even if somebody's sleeping, mutter. The kasha of the Rishon, the Mefarshim asked on the pages, but you see the snake did eat from it even though he was sleeping. Isn't that a riot the other way? Isn't that right the other way? So the first explained, it was an unusual circumstance. Right? Meaning that he woke up, we could bring a raya from the sleeping man. Right? That you don't have to be worried about it. It's not impossible. It's not impossible. Meaning, but it's so far-fetched, even though this must have been a very far-fetched. It was even in the chash of Pikuach Nefesh, but the Mara Fulda explains it that way. If you see, Hada Amra Zoso Meres, Hoel Veratza Lechol, Velochash, since he wanted to eat it, he didn't worry, Shema Anachash Ochal, Beshoshi Yashan, Shayashi Nibom Shim Gilui, V'yafa Gav de Be'emes Anachash Ochal, but even though the Nachash ate in this case. Right, so doesn't it bring it right the other way? Not Lo Shriyachu. It's not common at all. Remember, as we said in yesterday's shiur, it's so far-fetched. It's so far-fetched anyways. This is a super far-fetched. That not only Yayin Megulim in general, but Yayin Megulim, when somebody's sleeping next to it, so that's not something that we have to worry about. So isn't that a raya? So the Gemara ends off saying, not a raya. Not a raya that a sleeping person would be protective of it. Barir have. Barir have. What does that mean? There was something clear about this case that showed him that it wasn't a problem, right? Ma'ara, Silio, Hashas Doche, to Mehasam Leka Lamashbamino, you can't learn it to Araya from there. To Barale Delo Achal Meosa Ka'ara. He was sure, and he was wrong, but he was sure that the snake didn't eat from him. Shaya Rotsa Lechol, Shaya Loba Simana, he had a simon. Again, it was a bad simon, I guess, but it was a simon. For Yesh Mefarshim Karish Have. Maybe others say it was a solid. It was a solid. V'nikar hamakom she'achal anachash v'uachal b'tzad acher. Maybe he saw the bite and he was going to eat from the other side. And it was like the cases we had yesterday. Maybe there was no liquid, and therefore you're just going to cut off that section and not eat from the part that the nachash ate from. Okay, so this is the story. If you remember, there's a similar story on the last daf in the Darm. We'll read that soon. But in the Bavli. But the Gemara ends up asking, one second. Vein aser mishum yichud. Okay, forget galuyim. But isn't there a yichud problem now? Right, this ani was in the house, and then he went up to the attic, and then the husband comes back in. Is there an aser mishum yichud? Right. What's the question here? Is the question here that had the woman give the ani? Right. Had the woman give the ani? Right. Shehachilasa la ani levada bevesa, says the Mara Fulda. Right. She gave him food. She gave him food in the house by herself. Right. So how was she able to do it? That's one of the ways the question could be asked. The other way it could be asked is, isn't she a sura to her husband? Is that the question? Look at the Menepenei Moshe. V'chein ha'isha asura mishum yichud. She says, yadav ani hazeh b'cheder aliyah. Isn't she asura mishum yichud? Right. Look at Rasir Leo. Lashon bayahu. V'haynu l'misha livo nokfo. If somebody has chshashos. V'yarei shamaya ma'od. If somebody has chshashos. So that's where we would say, really, there's no isser of yichud. We're not osrin al hayichud, right? Unless without kini v'stira, we know sota after being warned and after after being warned and after being secluded after. So we know all the halachas of sota. So either the question is, she asura labayla if the husband really thinks something happened, or how was she able to do it in the first place? Which is interesting. You might say, what do you mean? There's a heter called Bala Ba'ir. Right, the Gemara at the end of Kiddushin. Bala Ba'ir. There is no Isra of Yichud. Unless she didn't know. She didn't know that her husband was Ba'ir. So then the question is, there might not be a heter of Bala Ba'ir. Interesting. But again, Isra of Yichud. Some of Yichud is an Isra Daraisa. Some Yichud. But some Yichud is an Isra Darabanan. The Gemara talks about this in the end of Kiddushin. The end of Kiddushin, what Yichud is Daraisa, what Yichud is Darabanan. The Shulchan Aruch summarizes it. In Eved Ezer, in Simin Chav Beis, that's the Simin about Yichud, the Shulchan Aruch says, Aser Liz Yached Im Erva Meha Arayas, Bein Zakena Ben Yalda. It's Aser to have seclusion with any Erva, doesn't matter the age. Shadavar Zeh Goreim Legalos Erva. That sounds like a Durabanan. Davar Zeh Goreim Legalos Erva. It leads to Gilui Erva. Chutz, the exceptions to the rule. Mother, Aim and Bina, mother and son, Va'av and Bito, father and daughter, Va'habal, Im Ishto Nida, and a husband and wife when she is a Nida, V'chulu. And then he continues, V'sham, Avim Ba'alevi Rishona, Kishi'ira Maisa Amnon V'tamar, Gazar David, Ubeis Dino Al Yichud Pnuya. Right, the Gzera, David Amalech added even a single woman. Even if she's not an erva, it's included. They said even an anju nimsa. So by the after the dust settles, everybody's aser. Besides father, daughter, and again grandfather, granddaughter, mother, son, and husband and wife. And it continues, again, Yichud is a serious Isser. Again, some of it is Durabanan, and the parts that are Durabanan are Durabanan. The parts that are Daraisa would go on the list of Siog Daraisa, as we have mentioned often. The Isser of Negiyah, according to the Rambam, the Isser of Yichud, according to all, some parts of Yichud. Again, that is one of the Isurei Kreva La'arayos, right? Everybody agrees there's a concept of Lo Sikrivu L'Galas Erva. That's counted as an Isur. What is included in that Daraisa is a discussion. But anyway, ask the Gemara. So isn't there an issue of Yichud here? Isn't there an issue of Yichud here? So answer, Mikiva D'lo Chashad Al-Hada Lo Chashad Al-Hada, which sounds like it's about the husband's issue, right? Not the woman. How could she do it? Right? Because the answer is, since he didn't want him to be killed, and he saved his life, you know, it must be that nothing happened. Right? Because if something happened, then he'd be very happy with the husband dying. Because they go together. Kini efu vidam, right? The pasuk says here, in Yecheskel, vidam bidehen vesgilulehen ni efu. Right? It talks about ni efu, which is niyef, which is arayas, and then dam, which is ritzicha, right? They go together. If you look in the Shidim Gubetzes, similar story is told at the end of Nadarm, the last half of Nadarm. The Shiva Gubetz is there. The last paragraph in the Shiva Gubetz is in Adarim. Stam no'ef chashud al shvichas damim deba'al shelo lahatzilo mimisaso. It doesn't mean that this no'ef will go and kill, but he won't care so much if he happens to die. Right? And here he went out of his way, out of his hiding place to save the guy's life. Aval chashud lahargo lohave. It's a chashud to kill him. Darmina b'Sanhedrin, as it says in Sanhedrin, in Chavav, Chasher al Harayas Kasher al Eidus. V'taima the Rasha the Chamas ba'inan. Rasha the Chamas is only the problem. Alma Chasher al Harayas lo'avi Chasher al Harok. So we don't assume that the somebody who's a noif will go and kill, but somebody who's a noif won't go out of his way to save. And here he did. That's a raya that nothing happened. We have a concept in history that maybe in order to prevent. Right? To prevent chshad, maybe there's a nation out there that wouldn't be so kosher. And that's, of course, remember Avram Avinu's worry. Avram Avinu says, I'm worried that they're going to kill me for my wife. So they would never violate Arias. Right? Chas v'shalom. They'll just kill the husband, so there won't be an issue of Arias. So, you don't have to say that Avram Avinu's shash of Mitzrayim is a regular behavior that we have for chshashos here. Yeah, but that's interesting discussion about why the Mitzrayim would kill. What would be worse? According in the Mitzrayim's eyes, Arias was worse than murder? Right? Could be. They would never commit Arias. It doesn't sound that way from Arias. The Mitzrayim is Ervas Haaretz, Right? It's not like they care too much about that. And Avraham B'Chashash was that. Rav Yosef Engel has a piece, I haven't discussed this piece in a while, where he talks about quantity versus quality. Right? He brings this as one of the 20 rayas. Maybe a quantity, you know, to kill once versus to have Gilei Arayas 30 times. Right? So maybe that's why the Mitzrayim, even if you want to say it's more chamor, but to just do it once wouldn't be so bad. Right? Once it is done. Right, while Arias would be a constant sin, right? So that why it would be a little different. Okay, that's part of a larger article. Let's continue though. Maisa Batabak with Sipori. There was a butcher. There was a butcher in Sipori. There was a butcher in Sipori that used to feed his fellow Jews, Nevelos and Trefos, right? Non kosher. One time, he drank wine on Erev Shabbos, right, means Leil Shabbos, and he got drunk. And he went up, and he was totally drunk, and either he jumped off the roof, or he fell off the roof. And he died. And dogs were drinking it, licking up his blood. Sounds like a Yizevel, right? Atun v'shalom Rabbi Chanina, the kid Rabbi Chanina. Ma'omir mise min kumeyon. Right, can we move him? Right, a corpse is muksa. Right, this is not covered on mace. So can we move him? Omar alone, he says, whoa. You're supposed to give the trefas to the dogs. This guy took it away from the dogs and gave it to people. So he owes one. He used to steal from the dogs. Umachalas Yisrael, and give it to the Jews. Omar alone, arpunun. Leave him alone. The miditon inun achlan. They're just eating from what they magi Elohim. Whoa. Right? So obviously the Rabbi Chanina knew something that we didn't know in terms of Mida Keneged Mida. And he must have seen it as a divine, you know, intervention here in that way. And that's why he didn't allow them to take this body. Again, Lakel Tashlichun Oso. Right? That was we've spoken about that in the past, but first let's continue. Maisa b'chassad echad she'megalgel b'gilu yayin. There was a chassad echad that was megalgel. So question, how to understand this story. We're going to go with most of the mefarshim. Megalgel is like from the word malagleg. Right, switch the lamas to the gimel. He was a scoffer. Ah, my megulim, come on. He doesn't believe it. It has a farach shash. But that's how the Pnei Moshe says. Hayim malagleg. Hayim malagleg b'shagileh v'chayim kadiyevsky also. But the Marafold has the exact opposite shot. He thinks Megalgel means he was very careful about it. Okay, but we're going to go with the Pnei Moshe and Chaim Kadiyevsky. So he was a scoffer. Pamachas loke b'dalekas. One time, he, you know, wasn't so careful about it, and he got some type of heavy infection. V'ro oso yoshev v'doresh b'yom ha-kippurim. And he was sitting there on Yom Kippur, and even teaching that slochil shalmayim biyado, and he had to have water in his hand. Right, why? Because he was so hot, and the Pnei Moshe of Chaim Kadiyevsky, it's very embarrassing. Like on Yom Kippur, right, you're not able to, you know, he had busha from that. Pnei Moshe says, shehutzruch lakach kedi lohakir atzmo, he had such a fever, mitoka v'chamimus shegavar alav. It's because he didn't take it seriously, so that's why he got sick from it. Right? The Barafolda has a different shot, obviously, because he thinks it's the opposite. Okay. One time there was a person whose barrel of wine became revealed. It was Megula. It was Erev Yom Kippur, and he went to pour it out. Right? Because you know you got to pour it out. You're not allowed to drink it. Chamsechad, a person saw him. Amarlei, Hivele Nishte, give it to me. I'll drink it. Some say, well, it was Erev Yom Kippur. There's a mitzvah to drink. There's a mitzvah to eat. Maybe he thought it could be Asi Dochalos Asay. No, it's a mitzvah to eat today, so I'm not worried about it. Amar Lev, Lav Migli, who? The guy says, what do you mean? It's my Megulim. That's why I'm pouring it out. Amar Lev, Havili, give it to me. Umari Detzom Aleikum. The master of the fast will keep me alive. Meaning, I'm not worried. Just give it to me. Hashem Yazor. Lo Ispik Mishti Atis Chalchel. Hashem wasn't Ozer. Right, Hashem's not Ozer in a case where you put yourself into dangerous situations. So the guy didn't, started shaking, and it wasn't a good situation for him. Okay, Reb Yirmiya, b'shem Reb Chiya Barba, kol harisin ma'alin chatotin. All other poisons and venoms, they just cause scabbing and skin ailments. V'iris nachash b'emis, but you know the venom of a nachash, of a snake, kills, and that's why Chazal made the special dinim for a nachash. We add in one line here. Amar Afolde has in one line. Rabbi Chiya Amar, ein nishalan ala gilui. You don't ask kashas about gilui. You have any questions? Just throw it out. Right? It's kind of like pikuach nefesh, right? Ein yishalin, Chazal say. Don't ask questions. Somebody's life's in danger, even suffik. You go do what you have to do. So ein yishalin ala gilui. It's hakadosh tefashes. Rabbi Yirmiyah shal lecha. Rabbi Zeira mari shmuasa. One time Rabbi Yirmiyah asked a question to Rabbi Zeira about it, who was the master of sayings. Shalay misnamnim haya. He asked him, and he kind of pretended to be like dozing because he didn't want to answer him. Rabbi Zeira havi yasiv echol favi damich. One time Rabbi Zeira was eating and he was getting a little drowsy. Yov yodi al tumnasa. He put his hand on tumnasa. Tumnasa is some type of a little cleat that wine was in it. And he put his hand on top of it. Va'amar lon. And then he says to them, adlukin bot, maybe when he woke up, adlukin botzina. Put on the light. I can't see. I want to see better. Adlukun, they put on the light. Va'ashkechon, and he saw shufufina. He saw a shufufina, a tiny little worm, shudomilasara, the size of a barley seed, karachale, on the, maybe trying to get in, but he had his hand on top of the cup. Amarle, so he's, Reb Zeira says to him, Rishia, you wicked little worm, lo avina zarbacha, don't you see, I'm careful from you. You know, I keep my hand on here. I guess he didn't think that sleeping was a help, at least for these tiny little worms. And this is the little worm that maybe you has the shorter amount of time, not just Yotzei v'Nichnas, but even a little bit. So he saw, Reb Zeira said, that he took care of it, and he was proud that he was able to have that protection. Period. There's a lot more here, but we'll have to stop here. The mitzvah of Kvura, also interesting. Right, this whole Mida Kenegan Mida Chshash, you know, that's Doche, the mitzvah of Kvura, Mida Raisa. Right, so it's interesting that he had that vision. Okay, we'll have to stop by Amar Abiyami. And we will continue.